I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Four.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now is Helping People. Every Monday, I come in the studio and I talk to you a little bit about something that is a psychotherapy-related topic. The last couple of weeks, we've talked about kids, and we're going to do that one more week, and then we'll change subjects. That way, the folks who are listeners who are not in this life stage of working with children in their homes, we'll have something a little bit more relatable. And the folks who are in this life stage have one more week of kind of guidance with this. I feel really passionate in this season while kids are going back to school and they're all coming into my office and going through all of the transitions and all the new authority figures that weren't there for the last 3 months and all the new expectations and time schedules and everybody wanting something different from them, that they have no choice and no say and all this homework and everything's going on to them and they don't have anything going on of their own accord. And so then fight starts happening. They have to push back somewhere. And so they push back at home with their sibling and with their parents. And so I wanted to talk about that one more time this week. I've already given you my disclosure. I'm a marriage and family therapist registered intern, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences, number IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, and I work over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can learn more about me and all of my colleagues at the website, ChicoCreekCounseling.com. I actually am currently taking new clients. Most of my clients are cash pay because I have not yet taken my licensing exam, so most private insurance won't reimburse for me, but I do have some spots for Anthem Blue Cross Medi-Cal and California Health and Wellness. Whenever there's a transition in season, there's usually a mass influx of new clients and a mass exodus of clients because the season changed and people have a new set of needs. Okay, so just putting that out there, my number is 530-921-5122. That's 530-921-5122. But you can find me at ChicoCreekCounseling.com or JessicaWilkerson.com, whatever. I have both places. So we're talking about kids and power struggles. And you can kind of understand why there would be these power struggles, right? Everybody has all of these expectations for them. There's all of these rules everywhere. They don't know how to communicate their own needs in a way that other people can always understand. They don't know their own emotions. They don't know what frustrated feels like versus disappointed, what that feels like versus what sad feels like versus what angry feels like. All of it just feels jumbled and negative. And so it all just kind of makes one big soup and it comes out at home in the form of behaviors. So I want to say to you guys, if that's happening, like, give yourself a little bit of a pat on the back that your child feels safe enough to express their emotions while they're at home in your care, that they're not scared of you and they're not shutting down, okay? So don't feel like my kiddo is so good at school and they're so bad for me. They're not being bad for you. They are overwhelmed and overstimulated and undereducated, because they're kids, on how to communicate and how to identify what they're feeling. And that's just the nature of being a kid, just the nature of it, okay? So that's good that they come home and they experience that. Now your job as a parent is to help them learn what is the healthy way to express that. What is the healthy way to identify their emotions? What is the healthy way to communicate their needs to other people? That's your job. So their job is to be a kid. Your job is to mentor them. when you think of it as mentoring, it kind of takes some of the pressure off that society is judging you as a parent because your child is behaving a certain way. You just think, I just need to mentor them through this season, mentor them through this emotion. It's okay to cry if you're sad. Cry until you're so sad that you're done being sad and you don't have any more tears to cry. And then let's take a deep breath. Let's have some quiet time. And then let's talk about it. Because while you're sad and crying, you can't talk about it. And you can't think about why you're sad. Sit there. Be with them. Let them be sad. Let them get through that process. When you're sad and someone comes up and says, hey, cheer up. It's going to be better. You just want to give them a dirty look and say, how dare you say that to me? It's not going to be better. I'm really sad right now. So you let your child do that. You don't try to cheer them up. You just be with them. And then when they're through the sad part, you talk about why they were sad. You talk about what you can do differently next time, what they can do differently next time, what's going on for them in that moment. And you just be there with them. And so I wanted to talk about power and fantasizing and the role of fantasy and power. We started talking about it at the end of the segment last week. And so I just thought it was really important to continue that theme on this week. Because fantasy is really important. Kids have so many things that they are supposed to do and that they have to do. And then when they become teenagers, they still have supposed to do, have to do, and the added pressure of what they're going to be doing later on in life. And so, fantasy, teaching them how to fantasize helps them work through all of that, and it helps cut down some of the power struggles. So after this commercial break, we'll talk a little bit more about fantasy and the role of that in the family and in the power struggle.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now every Monday. And I want to remind you that while I'm talking about psychotherapy-related topics, this is not a substitution for your own therapy. So if you are triggered and you need to go deeper about what this is about, I don't want you to just think this is the end-all be-all, that next week's episode will help you with going deeper into this. I want you to go into your community and find someone who can go deeper into your specific life situation and help you work through that and help you come with up with solutions that work for you and your family. That would be an MFT, social worker, psychologist, or licensed professional clinical counselor. Okay. And you can find, I like to go to psychologytoday.com. That's just where I go to find people. A lot of people will ask, do you have any suggestions for someone in my area? And I do not, because I've never lived in that area. But they'll tell me a little bit about what they need. I want someone who's Christian. I want someone who specializes in trauma. And I'll go on Psychology Today and put in their area or their zip code and look up a couple names and say, these people look like they might be interesting to give them a call and suss them out. I just really like that feature. So, I'm plugging them for free. They don't even know who I am, but I like them. Okay. So we're talking about, the power struggle and all of the, everything that kids need from you and from their lives and how mentoring them is a good way of taking the pressure off of you to have to be the perfect parent. You just have to be a decent mentor. Okay. and standing with them. So the next thing is fantasizing, because they have no power in their life. They have no power whether their sibling is going to be annoying today. They feel like they have no power whether or not they're annoying. Like, it just takes me over. They just feel pretty darn powerless, and they try so hard to do what everyone else needs of them while also enjoying their own life, right? And so sometimes that can look like a power struggle. I don't want to put my shoes on. I do like school. I do like the park. I do like going to grandma's, but I don't want to do it right now because I'm in the middle of something, and what I want also matters. Okay. All right. That's good. So that's true. Isn't that true? It is. So teaching them how to fantasize and giving them a little bit of power in their life helps them when they have to have those other situations where they're powerless, because at least there's some places where they do have power. So teaching them that fantasy. And then later when they're in high school or they're starting college and they have to start thinking about what they want to be, what degree they want to go for, and what they want to do with that degree, they already have a little bit, some of these fantasizing skills. So start with their young, starting out with, I want to take you to the park on Saturday. Do you want to go in the morning or the afternoon? Do you want to go before it gets hot, but you have to get up early? Or do you want to sleep in and go when it's hotter, but you got to sleep in? Do you want to go to Wildwind Park? Or do you want to go to Hooker Oak Park? Or do you want to go to Baroni Park? Or do you want to go hiking? So, or if they get a little bit older, you know, I want to have a parent-child lunch with you on Saturday and just kind of whisk you away from the rest of the kids and the rest of the family. Or let's do a family day and let's go see a movie and go to the park and go out to lunch. And I have three kids. This kid gets to pick where we're going to lunch. This kid gets to pick which park we're going to. And this kid gets to pick which movie we're going to see. And today is Wednesday, and that's going to happen on Saturday. So I want you to think about it. Or today's Thursday, that's going to happen on Saturday. I want you to think about it. You each have your respective thing, and you can think about it and talk about it. But I want you to, you're encouraging them to fantasize. And then whatever they choose, even if you're not in the mood for that kind of pizza or a pizza at all, or you're not in the mood to go to that park because there's nowhere shady for a parent to sit and it is torture because they chose to go in the afternoon. That's okay. You're going to just bring ice water and suck it up because you gave them the choice and you let them fantasize. But then what happens is they learn that they have power, and they learn that fantasizing has fruition, that it's okay to sit and be wistful and daydream about having power in their life because it might come true. Later, can you see how that would help with a teenager when they're like 15, 16, 17, and they're starting to think about what college do I want to go to? Do I want to go to a college in California, or do I want to go to a college out of California? Do I want to go to a college that is Christian, or do I want to go to a college that's a state college? Do I want to go to a college that is a liberal arts college, or do I want to go to a college that's more technical? There's so many options, but if they already have learned how to fantasize and that they have the ability and the power to see that fantasy through to fruition once they have made the decisions through fantasy, they have a lot more ability and skill to be able to confidently navigate through their life. Okay, we have a commercial coming up, and then we have one more segment to our show. Please stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson of KKXX and Chico Now, 104.5 FM, and ChicoCreekCounseling.com. Chico Creek Counseling.
I'm Scott Ulrich.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and we were just talking about fantasizing. Oh, yes. Before we keep going, I have to give you my info. My name is Jessica Wilkerson. I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number, IMF 69783. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, and I work at Chico Creek Counseling. You can find out more about me and all of my colleagues at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. Okay, so we're talking about the value of fantasizing with kids. And so I told you, I gave you kind of a teaser in the beginning about how fantasizing can also help the power struggle with parent and child and child and child. Because when kids learn that they can fantasize and have a little bit of control over their world, they are less likely to be trying to exert that control in other areas of their life. So they're less likely to be exerting that control with their sibling or with their parent or with the kids at school because they do have control. And so what does that look like? So for you, that might look like you're driving in the car and you talk about your own fantasies. You can role model that. So you know what I was thinking the other day, Johnny? I was thinking about how excited I am when the weekend comes. Because I'm really looking forward to sleeping in. And I was thinking of making something good for breakfast that we don't normally get. I don't know what it's going to be. I keep thinking about it. I was thinking of maybe doing like something weird. Like maybe I could find a weird recipe for weird French toast on the internet and try to get all the ingredients after work on Friday. But I also really want to sleep in. And that's a lot of work. So I was also thinking it might be fun to sleep in and then just have Captain Crunch, because we never get to have Captain Crunch because that is a really sugary cereal. But maybe if I made some hard-boiled eggs, and then we could have hard-boiled eggs and Captain Crunch because then we had a little bit of protein. What do you think, Johnny? And then he gets in that, and he's in the fantasy with you. And it's something about this weekend, and it's something really small and innocuous that really doesn't make a big, it doesn't have to be fantasizing about, someday I want to go take you to Disneyland. Someday we should go to Disneyland and stay at the Disney Hotel. Because that someday, who knows when that's going to happen? I mean, great. And you're an adult and you can do someday in your own head. But we're mentoring here, right? So we're going to do the things that we can actually follow through on. So then Johnny fantasizes with you. And then maybe that's like Thursday and you're fantasizing about Saturday morning breakfast time. And then Friday comes and you go, I still don't know what I'm going to do for breakfast on Saturday morning. But I definitely want to sleep in. And I also definitely want to watch whatever favorite cartoon that they love on Saturday mornings. Or I definitely want to rent a Redbox so that we can crawl out of bed in the morning and maybe go get a breakfast sandwich. I love the Bellachino's breakfast sandwiches, FYI. The pink dynamite is dynamite. So I'll just call in an order for breakfast sandwiches and we can watch a movie on the couch with a blanket on our lap and snuggle and watch a movie and I don't even have to cook. What do you think about that? And they're like, oh, this is sounding better and better. Mom is coming up with all of these really great ideas for our Saturday morning. And so you're role modeling how, and then you follow it through. And so then you start asking them, well, what should we do for Saturday night dinner? Like, what do you think? Do you have any thoughts? Or you let them get in on that morning fantasy. And then whatever ideas they have, you help them create that idea as to one that you both could do that would be feasible. I know what I want for Saturday night dinner. I want to go and have pizza at Round Table, but I want to have ice cream at Cold Stone, and I want to go to a movie. And you're like, geez Louise, I'm not made of money, and that is fattening, and I'm on a diet. Like, your head is saying that. You would not say that out loud, right? Because you're promoting the ability to fantasize. So you say, okay, well, maybe we can't do all that. But I could probably stop and get a tub of ice cream and a take and bake. Is that a good compromise? And most kids will be like, heck yes, that is. I didn't think you'd do it at all. And there they go. They had a little bit of power. They got to fantasize. They learned how to compromise. And they got to do the fun thing that they were planning on doing. And you built relationship. Because the whole time that you're mentoring them to fantasize, you're building relationship. And then when you help them follow through on the fantasy, you're building relationship. So then it comes time for power struggle. They have a little bit of power in their life. So later you're trying to get out the door. It's time for school. They have had a little bit of power in their life. They have felt respected and valued. And they built relationship. So they're invested in if mom is late to work or mom is disappointed or dad is frustrated. They want dad to continue to be happy and proud with them because so they value the relationship. So just spending that little bit of time. In my head, when I was giving you those examples, I was driving while I was doing that. That is when I do it best. Kids like to be side by side. Face to face is hard for them. That's why when you read a story to them in a book, they love it because you're side by side. You're kind of close and snuggled. Teenagers like to be side by side in the car. If you need to do that at night before bed, because that's the few minutes you have of quiet time to be able to connect with them, that's a great time to do it. You just find when is your few minutes to connect. And that's when you do it, because that's when you have patience. Okay, this was Jessica Wilkerson from Chico Creek Counseling, and I'll see you next week.